Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio on the 5th of July. The first, second, third, and fourth are pretty good. Fifth is okay, although we have a fair amount of rain in South Dakota, not so much in North Dakota. It did rain off and on up in northeast North Dakota over the weekend. Let's head up to the Devil's Lake area. Ramsey County Extension Agent Lindsay Overmeyer joins us. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, and the weekend was, I think the weather was somewhat well-behaved, but every once in a while I saw a little thunderstorm go through your neighborhood.
Yeah, there were maybe a few, but not that I... anything that amount to much that in my neighborhood that I saw immediate around Devil's Lake. So maybe a little bit later this week we'll get some more.
Let's hope so. Are the crops kind of thirsty? Is the soil dry up there?
Yeah, I think in some areas we could add a little bit more water, not to the extent of we ask for rain and we get 2-3 inches, though.
That does happen, like the month of May. Ended up being one of the top five wettest on record after drought last year. Just unbelievable. And I know you had a lot of standing water up Highway 20 and parts of the Devil's Lake Basin. How are we doing now?
Yeah, we're doing a lot better. There was, like you said, a lot of water around that Highway 20 Webster area. Most of that water has receded now. As I mentioned before, we had over 40 different roads that needed repaired, and now we have kind of an estimate of over $1 million of road damage in Ramsey County. So, quite a bit, but we also have some prevent plant acres, so we're on quite a journey.
Yeah, well, there's some construction jobs there for the road rebuilding. That's good, but that means more tax pressure on the budget for the Ramsey County folks. This has been a crazy year. Did all the crops get in, or you ended up with, you mentioned PP acres, a lot, or what's your ballpark estimate?
Right. So obviously, depending on who you talk to, there is quite a range. Roughly overall of the county, we're probably looking at a 15% of acres. As the middle of the county, there's probably around 10% less acres of PP in the south versus in the north. There's a little bit more.
And what ended up being prevented plant? Any particular crops, again, kind of an unfair question for you. You started working there after the crops were harvested last year, pretty much. So I guess just what do you see as far as crops that more soybeans, less corn? What do you think?
Yeah, so I would say, whatever was underwater, that's what was more PP. With this year, I'm assuming that there's less corn because our crop insurance date was May 25th. And I'm assuming, I know that there was some corn planted a little bit after that. So, but just driving around immediately, I'm sure there is some maybe a little bit further north, but we have that transition here in Ramsey County where, southern half a little bit more of that corn versus north, then you're getting more into that canola country.
Yeah. And speaking of canola, the flea beetle, that's kind of a scourge of canola. Was it bad this year?
I've seen crop consultants were scouting, almost every day or every other day. I know there is surely spraying out there. I don't know exactly how bad it has been, but even just looking at the canola, you can tell that it's been through a battle with those beetles this year. So our later planted canola probably will have, usually has that less pressure, which I would say we still have some canola that is just maybe the first true leaf emerging here. So versus others are bolting. And then I was just on our agent call, and apparently Cavalier, Ramsey County borderline, there was maybe some flowering canola. So
wow.
A range.
Yeah, man. And that flea beetle, boy, that is showing some resistance and to insecticide. So some issues there. looks like very possibly, very likely, could see some real significant yield hits there.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a potential. I think last year, kind of, we had a presentation at Roundup with the Salee beetle, and there was a great discussion over that. Is, you know, we need to be treating those insecticide, you know, spraying when it has good weather. And I think last year there was some difficulties with it being so hot that maybe it wasn't getting such of a getting down into the canopy.
Mm-hmm.
And getting those insects. So there's probably quite a different reasons of why maybe we weren't seeing the effectiveness. And this year I can't say to report of how, what's the status on control quite yet, but I know this year we did have a new seed treatment called Buto Start. So we'll be exciting to see maybe a follow-up here this winter with the flea beetle at Roundup, and maybe we'll put that on the docket this year.
Hey, there's something to talk about, you bet. But, man, like new seed treatments, that's kind of the buzz going on in the industry, huh?
Indeed, yeah. There's some trials that Janet Knodel are doing, so, you know, time will tell of how that rolls out the end of this year with our yield and, you know, all that data.
Yeah, well, there's job security for Lindsay Overmeyer. Got to keep you busy analyzing the data. Okay. and capturing it, so... All right, other things going on? I mean, the crops are, when the crop condition ratings come out here, they'll be out tomorrow, I assume.
They so, could be. I'm not aware.
Oh, okay. How are the crops looking up there? Any wheat that's getting close?
Yeah, so our small grains are actually looking pretty good as compared to our soybeans or dry beans. Our earlier planted... barley is actually heading out this week. So this time frame here in Ramsey County, it's actually a perfect time to get your fungicide spray on there for Fusarium head blight. Overall, most of the state is under a kind of low to moderate risk for our Fusarium head blight with our prediction models with NDSU and the other one that we use. So, but then we also have our later planted small grains where they may be 2 to 3 leaves at this point. So, again, I think the range is so much variability this year. Our soybeans, some are looking a little bit rough, but I did drive by a nice-looking drill soybean field. The rows are closing, you know, have multiple trifoliates on there, and others we have just the unifoliates are out. So, some of those areas, there could be some poor areas with iron deficiency, chlorosis, with some yellowing, but we don't have a lot of that in this county. I would say more of the root system needs to get established and kind of make it through this difficult time frame of, you know, baby to get to that bigger stage here later.
You bet. All righty. Lindsay Overmeyer, NDSU Extension, Ramsey County. Only got about a minute or so. Yeah, I got about... a little over 60 seconds. Tell us how your 4-H achievement days went last week.
Yeah, our livestock and our horse show went really well last week. We had 30 to 35 exhibitors with beef, dairy cattle, goats, sheep, swine, and rabbits. Showmanship is always a one that I like to see, and we had our senior showman champion, which was Matea Nelson, and our reserve champion was Drew Brown. Our junior showmanship champion was Casey Brown, and our reserve champion was Britton Sailor. Next week, we have our achievement days. We're static projects for July 14th and 15th here at the Memorial Building in Devil's Lake.
All righty. Thank you so very much, Lindsay, for the visit. Thanks for the work you do. Have a great rest of the week.
You too, Mick.
Thank you.
Day.
You bet.